In this area of creativity and the spirit, whatever, there was a teacher in France who said that he had many spiritual children. Could you say something about what that...
Not easy. He says he had two spiritual children.
He had many.
He had many, I would say, but not one or two. Yes, I would go along with that. He didn't have them in the sense that he conceived them.
Mm.
No, well, I've got quite a number too.
Right.
You're one of them.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You're asking a question. Right. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Put it this way. Last week, sitting over there while we were having a meeting here, and he said something he just experienced over the weekend. There was a chap here that is part of his martial arts group. He knows very, very well, and to some degree he's become, as you might say, his tutor. And he also has his son. Now he went out with the son, his blood son that is, to some particular situation where they met this other chappie. And he said he had a revelation in that moment of meeting as he introduced one to the other. And he realised that his blood son was one and the other was his spiritual son.
Right.
And the spiritual son went more to him than the blood one. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it does make sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And we have quite a few children, spiritual children, in that respect, in a similar fashion.
Yeah.
And they mean far more to me than anything in my own family. Because this is the one you can't, no matter where you go, whether you're dead, whether you're alive, that link is still there. It's not so with blood. But there you have it. So he has my heart. I hope in due course you have.
Thank you.
It's really something.
What about, you know, like you're talking about spiritual child, what about spiritual, say, brother and sister?
Whether they feel it or not, you can tell me. You can tell me. Because I don't know it. I know brother, I don't know sister. That's yet. I didn't know I had a brother. Should you?
Yeah.
Yes,
well,
that's what they
said.
Very
good brother, yes.
He's the first one I've met.
Yes, special brother.
Equal. Mm.
But also,
Connie
was the sister of
George Orson. Yes, of course, I'm sorry, now is a different thing. But Connie was a different thing altogether. We weren't the sort of other sister sort of thing, but partners at that point. In that respect. Very close partnership. It was almost as though one. And it was not the same as one. It was almost as though one. Male, female, as one.
Right.
And quite a unique thing, because we're virtually speaking one another's thoughts in that respect.
That is.
As we're able to evaluate people, male and female side at the same time.
Quite unusual.
It was very, very unusual, was that? Mm. Some degree it still lives on. Yeah. But it's interesting, these things. I mean, if you can get that link and you can tell, do you have brothers and sisters? I don't know, because I'm not experiencing it. Okay. I've got children. Different thing altogether, you see. Different relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, in a sense, I mean, they all feel as part of a group family, and this would be brothers and sisters.
No, it's a different kind of relationship. It makes up part. There's a space to it, and that's because it's not the personality that's necessarily operating.
No, nothing to do with personality.
And it's in terms of spiritual brothers and sisters, because I feel I have them. I feel very fortunate in that respect. Is that it's a portion of them somehow has become a part of you.
That's right.
And you, in fact, end up referring to it as part of a kind of higher personality almost.
Yes.
Or a higher being.
Yes.
And they actually become an influence in your life.
Yeah, very much.
And their personality, and it's great if you get on with them and have a laugh or whatever. That's a bonus.
Yes, I do.
It wouldn't actually be necessary.
No.
I could see, actually say, living in a monastic community where you might annoy the hell out of somebody and vice versa, but actually they would have
There's
an exchange going on.
That's right.
Yeah, that agrees with my experience.
Now the interesting thing is that
is the personal side, but the other side is a totally different thing. It's a bond.
Yeah. I can understand why you don't. You say you don't know. I mean, I think you have. I think you do in some respect. But I've just realised that I don't know what I give.
No. I haven't a clue.
But I expect that there must be an exchange.
I know, I realise something is going on. Quite frankly, I haven't a clue how you people see me. I haven't a clue.
No. Yeah, of course, because you're at the centre of it.
By how you respond in every way, I know there's something.
Yeah.
But what the devil it is, I haven't a clue.
Yeah.
Because to me it's normal.
Well, how do you define
the
most powerful and subtle thing in your life?
Am I normal, different to your normal? I don't know.
Whatever description would be an imitation.
So when I was talking to Ken a week or two ago, I said that for me, a brother or a sister of that kind is, you know, straight from the Bible, as it were, is when two or more of us are met together.
Yeah, well, yes.
That's nice.
And to me, that's the key, because when I'm with somebody and that occurs, something greater is coming to being, isn't it?
It is, that's right. Now listen, we get to that
I'm met in my name, I will be with you.
It draws down and expands everything.
But I also think there's also a relationship. It is a personal relationship, and in a sense it's deeper than personal.
Mm. Oh yeah.
But there is a relationship and an exchange.
Mm.
And I also feel that there is a work to do and a work that is done by those people coming together.
That's quite exciting.
Know, it's part of this.
It's nothing to do with conversation or anything.
No.
It's an inner bonding which sort of glues everybody together.
Yeah, it does. It grows beyond.
Mm.
It is more than the sum of
its
parts.
And that's really the point. It is growing and developing.
Yeah.
And you become aware of that over time when you meet particular individuals.
Yeah.
But even so, even when you meet different individuals, where that quality is, you're still aware that if you like to call it a relationship, is growing and developing.
Yeah.
And it's feeding both.
Exactly.
But also it's feeding something else as well, which is greater than.
Yeah, it's a higher thing.
You said that the highest form of giving is where the giver doesn't know that he's given and the receiver doesn't know he's received.
Mm.
Something like that.
It's just an exchange.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're well aware of its rising, as you might say, into that sense of a higher sense of being, a more clear one.
Yeah.
And one is aspiring to reach it.
Because that's what you do, isn't it? And when two people are out together, you lift each other.
That's right, you lift each other all the time.
Mm. It's a quality.
It's the qualities involved between a group rather than an individual. It's far much more difficult for a single individual than it is for a group, by that very nature, because, as you say, it's more than the sum of the parts. It's that energy that is manifest, apparently being drawn down from the highest possible level and to equate with this and lift it up. So it's not just here at this level going up, it's the help coming down to help people to pull it up at the same time, like a magnet heating it up.
What I also find interesting is that maybe before meditation or whatever, I bring people to mind. And I find that that is there.
It's very worthwhile.
Yeah.
Because this completes the link.
Yeah.
There's something I use most of the time. I just wander around and pick up people from all over the place and tell you what's going on. And I get something out of it. I have to admit, I get something out of it. You see that the bond gets more heavily established, if you like to use that word. Wrong word really, but what word could you use? No, it seems as though I'm just stuck on the top of a frickin' bell tent and all you people are coming up from the hillside. And there you are, that's the way things seem to be. It seems that, that must be it, of course. See, when we can, as a group, can achieve a degree of accord, it's as though a closer bonding is taking place between them and also into the spiritual world. You see, bonding is taking place on a spiritual basis rather than a physical one. Therefore it includes that which is outside of this physical aspect as well as that within it. So the bonding is taking place on both levels at the same time. But when we say higher, in terms of conscious higher, that also is part of that bonding. So it's a bit like the drop of water dropping into the ocean becoming as the ocean, so we become part of the higher aspect without even trying, merely by achieving that aspect of bonding. In the main, what you find is that within the process of bonding, rapport, ego disappears and we begin to all to experience the one I am. You follow? Which is the highest of all, which is temporary with us, when it must obviously, by this very presence within that form of bonding, lift that, all the consciousnesses there to that point. When it withdraws again, they remain at a higher level and don't have to sink to a lower level. That makes sense?
Yeah.
So again, this is where that's two or three gathered together, and there you have it. And so it was still applied, will always apply. But it's beginning to recognise the unity of things in that bonding. Unity is what it really is. Well, physical body's still there, but the spirit of the thing is contained within us all, isn't it? Like the air we breathe is common to us. And we're all very fortunate that we'll be able to appreciate that this is in fact what is happening. Anyway, it's time we called it a day here. Running short.